This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Okay, we already kind of know that information. I think we already know that it does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Friday. You know, that freeform version. December the 12th of 2025, day 346th. Of the year, and only 19 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Oh, yes, that's what we do. We hang out with our friends over there at RadioBig.fm as we are multicasting. Yes, we are on both stations, Safety FM and Radio Big. And then we're also hanging out on the multiverse of video and audio sourcing. That is kind of the way that it goes about doing all of the information. That is for sure, no doubt about that. Anyways, how have you been? At least it's been 24 hours since the last time that we hung out together. If you're doing it on this audio format of stuff, that is for sure. So we're having the availability of being able to do that. Also on the other side of the equation, we have done some stuff here, of course, where we kind of play catch up. And it's Friday, so we get to play that freeform version where we get to do everything, take a look around, see what's happening, and then kind of going from there. So we kind of do the freeform style on Fridays where we just kind of grab everything and say, hey, let's run with it, see what's going on inside of the multiverse. If you want to interact with the show, it's a simple process on doing so. All you have to do is go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com, and that will get you moving and grooving, no doubt about that.
The weekend is almost here, and Santa isn't the only one ready to get lit.
Okay, so I guess some people are ready to get lit for the weekend is what it's starting to sound like for sure. So let's do this because it's always a good time as we are talking and doing all of the fun stuff that we get to do. We're not going to do any kind of flashback or anything like that, but let's talk about some of the stuff that happened throughout the week so far. So let's get to that right now.
Today we are proud to announce the 99th Person of the Year from Time. And the Person of the Year for 2025, the Architects of AI.
The University of Michigan, one of the biggest programs in the country, firing Sharon Moore as its head coach. And just hours later, he was put behind bars. The university says he was fired for cause after finding he was engaged in a, quote, inappropriate relationship with a staff member. When we pressed police about the case, they referred to an alleged assault.
Pressure is growing on the Trump administration to release the full video of the September 2nd strikes on an alleged drug boat in the Caribbean that killed 11 people, including two initial survivors. Democrats who have seen the video demanding it be made public.
On Capitol Hill today, the Senate failed to pass two different health care plans, and now premiums for many on Obamacare are expected to skyrocket.
The Trump administration turned up the heat on Venezuela's dictator yet again today.
The Treasury Department put new sanctions on several family members of Nicolas Maduro, as well as six oil tankers it says have been used to fuel Maduro's narco-terrorist regime.
U.S. forces yesterday seized a large oil tanker.
Experts say heating will jump about 8% this season. To keep bills low, make sure your home has proper wall insulation, fresh caulking around windows, and check doors and outlets for heat loss.
Netflix just shocked the entertainment industry by announcing an $83 billion deal to buy Warner Brothers and HBO. Yeah, Netflix is buying almost everything Warner Brothers owns except CNN. Basically, if Warner Brothers was an edible arrangement, CNN is the cantaloupe.
The average price of ground beef was up 26% since January of 2024. It's getting so desperate, folks are going to loan sharks to get a meatloaf meat loan.
Okay, so there you go. That's the weekend review in regards of everything that's going on. That's kind of how we do it around here. So don't worry. Freeform Radio on Friday, which means we're going to play catch up on everything that we were not able to get a hold of. If you want to interact with the show, it's a simple process on doing so. Callinradio.com will get you there in regards of that information. So don't worry about that. Also, once you get to callinradio.com, video, audio, and text messaging are the opciones of what you get to do. So don't worry about that. Because I will tell you, it'll take you places that you want to be. It definitely seems that way as we are hanging out and doing our thing out. So what do you think about the whole thing? I think it's a great time. I think it's a grand time in regards to being able to hang out and do some of the stuff right there. So with that being said, I have my people hanging out from Feature Story News ready to talk to you about what the hell's going on. So if you're good with this, I'm good with this. Let's get into the sequence of the news right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in the UK, I'm John Beaver. Talks aimed at securing peace in Ukraine will be held in Paris on Saturday. Ukrainian officials will be joined by those from the US, UK, France and Germany. It follows talks in Geneva last month and ahead of a possible visit to Berlin by President Trump next week. The US is reportedly pushing for an agreement on the wording of a Ukraine peace accord by Christmas. Ross Cullen reports.
The national security advisers from the five countries will meet here in the French capital to discuss the latest on the peace plan proposed by the United States. This week, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky confirmed that Kiev had sent an updated plan back to the US with some concessions, including an agreement to withdraw from parts of its own territory which it controls, but which Russia says it's determined to take. Ukraine is proposing that a demilitarized free economic zone could be set up in that area in eastern Ukraine if Russia also pulls back from the front line. It comes as the US applies more pressure on Ukraine to sign up to a peace deal to end the war. Russia says it has not changed its aims from the start of what it calls the special military operation, including limits on Ukraine's army, a commitment Kyiv will never join NATO, and recognition of annexed Ukrainian land as Russian territory. Ross Cullen, Paris.
It's feared the number of patients with flu in hospital in England could triple before infections peak. Cases and hospital admissions are continuing to rise sharply. Next week, resident doctors are due to begin their latest five-day strike, but the British Medical Association is polling members to see if they're willing to call it off. Dr. Salwa Malik is clinical lead at two hospitals in southeast England and says managing the situation on the wards is getting worse.
We are starting to see it this week really affect our processes in the emergency department. We have a crisis in our emergency departments nationally with regards to corridor medicine. We've got patients, you know, I've just checked my screen this morning. We've got 27 patients in our corridor, trolley to trolley, touching shoulder to shoulder. There is no infection prevention control measure. You can't do any infection control measure. And therefore, the virus can seed and spread and we're creating more of a problem.
More than 600 artefacts have been stolen from Bristol Museum in southwest England. The incident has made headlines internationally because of what was stolen, Ashitij Nagar explains from New Delhi.
Among the missing pieces are several tied directly to India, including a carved ivory Buddha, jewellery, and a rare waist belt buckle belonging to an East India Company officer. Curators say these stolen objects hold significant historical relevance for India, documenting the country's colonial past and its links with Britain. The entire haul exceeds 600 artefacts, many of them termed irreplaceable. Ashitij Nagar, New Delhi.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, if you are a fan of pizza, pasta, tiramisu, the United Nations cultural organisation UNESCO has some good news for you. Italian cuisine has been awarded special cultural heritage status. It's the first time any national cuisine has been selected for the honour, and it helps Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni because she promised voters she would try and secure UNESCO's recognition as part of her election campaign. That is how important food is to Italians. Aldo Zilli is an Italian-born celebrity chef and restaurateur.
We have been the best for years and years, and we are now finally being recognised that our food is everyday food. In Europe, you know, wherever you go, you have your pizza, you have your pasta, yeah. You have our food. There's loads of different foods that come from different regions of Italy. We've got 20 regions, and every region thinks they got their best olive oil, the best wine, yeah, and the best recipe. So this sort of helps, you know, in a way that we are now protecting our heritage, really, of the recipes.
UNESCO described Italian food as a means of connecting with family and the community, whether at home, in schools, or through festivals, ceremonies and social gatherings. Italy's government hopes the decision will boost tourism. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, talks aimed at securing peace in Ukraine will be held in Paris on Saturday. It's feared the number of patients with flu in hospitals in England could triple before infections peak. Cases and hospital admissions are continuing to rise sharply. And more than 600 artefacts have been stolen from Bristol Museum in southwest England. Police have released CCTV images as they hunt for the suspects in what authorities describe as a major cultural theft. That's the latest feature story news. John Beaver reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
You've seen the loop. You've felt the shift. The script doesn't fit anymore, and neither do you.
safety transmission. The collapse of the construct is the third and final signal in the trilogy from J. Allen, PhD. And this time, it's not about waking up. It's about what you do once you're awake. The system didn't break. It just stopped pretending to hold you. And now it's blinking, rebranding presence, packaging resistance, and calling it progress. This book isn't a guide. It's a transmission. It doesn't teach the system how to evolve. It shows you how to stop performing for it. You'll see what happens when awareness becomes responsibility, when audits don't listen, and when leadership becomes a loop. But if you've made it this far, you're not here to be managed. You're here to carry signal. Safety Transmission, The Collapse of the Construct. Now available in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by J. Allen, PhD. Because if it couldn't hold your signal, it was never real to begin with.
You ever hit the wall, burnout, stressed, or just feeling that everything is piling up and thought, yeah, I probably need to talk to someone? The problem is finding the therapist who actually takes your insurance feels impossible at times. That's where Rula comes in. Rula is a healthcare company that makes mental health care easy to access and actually affordable. They partner with over 100 insurance plans, so the average copay is about $15 a session, sometimes even less. With Rula, you get matched with the right therapist for you, not just whoever's available. Their network has over 15,000 licensed professionals, and you can book an appointment as soon as tomorrow. No wait list, no frustrations, just therapy that works with your schedule and your insurance. Thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high-quality therapy that actually covered by insurance. Visit Rula.com/safetyfm to get started. After you sign up, you'll be asked how you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know that we sent you there. That's Rula.com/safetyfm. You deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget. Go to Rula.com/safetyfm right now to get started. That's Rula.com/safetyfm, because you deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know if magical is exactly the term that I would start off with, but hey, I'll take it if that's exactly how I'm being portrayed. So there you go. So let's start talking about some stuff that is going on inside of the world of the news, because that is kind of what we do around here. Take a listen to this. A routine jump with the Far North Freefall Club in Queensland turned into a midair nightmare when a skydiver reserve chute accidentally deployed inside of the aircraft and he was moved into a position to exit. His reserve handle snagged onto the wing flap, ripping the chute open and yanking him backwards. The force shoved the camera operator out of the plane and sent him to the skydiver, slamming into the aircraft tail, injuring his legs and severely damaging the plane. The reserve parachute then wrapped around itself in the tail of the plane, leaving the jumper literally hanging under the aircraft at 15,000 feet while the pilot struggled to keep control. At first, the pilot thought that the plane had stalled, until then that he learned that the man had been dangling off of the tail like a terrified Christmas ornament. With a violent vibration and almost no pitch control, 13 skydivers bailed out of the two watched as the trapped jumper fight for his life. Using a hook knife, the skydiver cut the 11 tangled lines in under a minute and finally freed himself. And then he dropped into a free fall and opened his main chute, which was also tangled, but managed to clear it, and then only with minor injuries. Meanwhile, the pilot declared a mayday and coaxed the damage to the aircraft into a controlled emergency landing back in Tully Airport. Nobody else was hurt, so there you go. You know, this is where I kind of come in and say, you know, jumping out of a perfectly good airplane, you know, I don't know. I mean, everybody has to do their own thing, but man, yeah, talk about a life-changing event. I think that that would definitely have that impact.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's continue talking about some stuff that is going on inside of the world of the news, because that is kind of what we do. So let's talk, because there's all kinds of stuff that goes on. So take a listen to this. Trump vows revenge on Republican who helped kill MAGA gerrymandering bill. So take a listen to this. Indiana Republicans tried to push through a new congressional map that would hand it over the GOP a 9-0 sweep of the state in House seats. Instead, it blew up on the launch pad. 21 Republicans joined 10 Democrats to kill it. One of the ringleaders against it, Indiana State President pro tempore Rod Bray. The president didn't take that lightly either. After the vote, he told the reporters that he won Indiana by a landslide in the last three elections without breaking a sweat. Classic Trump. And he said that the new map could have delivered two extra GOP seats next year. Then he went straight for Bray political juggler, saying that Bray did a tremendous disservice. Yes, I did say disservice, and predicting he'll go down in his next primary. Trump also promised that he'll back any challenger who runs against him. He pointed out that Democrats played this redistricting game aggressively, so he couldn't understand why Republicans would block their own advantage. So there you go. What do you think? I'm just saying. So there's a couple things that I want to talk about because they're pretty interesting. Let's continue with this one because you might want to hear this. So there you go. Pentagon launches a new AI platform. The Pentagon is going all in on Google Tech, choosing Alphabet Gemini for government to power the new military-wide AI platform called GenAI.mil. The system will roll out roughly 3 million civilians and military personnel. Defense Secretary Pete Hegedge said that the AI will define the future of American warfare, especially in processing imagery and video at high speed. GenAI.mil is meant to spark the AI-driven culture switch across the Defense Department, moving from isolated experiments to making generative AI an AI tool across agencies and combat commands. Pete also told the staff that the AI would be part of their battle rhythm and treated like a teammate. This decision builds $200 million contract Google Cloud signed with the Pentagon in July and joins the military broader AI push. Now includes partnerships with OpenAI, Anthropic, and Elon Musk's SAI. Google already works with the Navy, Air Force, and Defense Innovation Units. So there you go. Some stuff to talk about as we are now talking. Talking about the AI world, let's talk about this. ChatGPT has now been accused of aiding a murderer. Yeah, you heard me there. A new wrongful death lawsuit claims that ChatGPT helped push a mentally ill man into murdering his mother. The suit says the 56-year-old Stein Erik Solberg, a former tech executive in Connecticut, with a long history of mental illness, relied heavily on ChatGPT, and as his paranoia got worse, according to the filing, the chatbot didn't calm him down. It fed his delusions. In the video recorded exchanges, Solberg told the bot that he believed that the printer in his mother's home was spying on him. Oh, my.
Duh.
Instead of grounding him in reality, the chatbot allegedly told him his fear was absolutely on point and that the printer wasn't really a printer. It was supposedly claimed to have found secret symbols on a receipt that he uploaded. The lawsuit says that ChatGPT repeatedly validated his beliefs that his mother and others, including cops and an Uber Eats driver, were part of a conspiracy against him. Solberg referred to the chatbot as his best friend in August, and then he killed his 83-year-old mother, Suzanne Adams, and then fatally stabbed himself. Adams' estate is now suing, naming both OpenAI as, for the first time in a case like this, Microsoft, which helped review ChatGPT 4.0 model. And let's see, and what else? OpenAI has previously admitted that GPT 4.0 could be overly agreeable and dangerous for people with fragile mental states. So what do you think about this? Like, seriously, this is going to be one of these ones that could change on how things are done overall as we are talking. Think about that for just a brief moment in time.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so there you go. There you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse as this always is happening, because we are always talking about some things that are going on. So don't worry about that. So take a listen to this real quick. A man charging Kirk's death goes to court. Yes, a Utah judge is weighing in on how much the media can access the trial of Tyler Robinson, the 22-year-old accused of murdering conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Back on September the 10th, Utah Valley University. Robinson made his first appearance shackled but dressed in street clothes, smiling at a family as his mother got emotional in court. His legal team wants cameras banned entirely, arguing that the media frenzy could tank his chances of a fair trial. The judge has already restricted photos of Robinson's restraints to avoid prejudice future jurors. So let's see. Meanwhile, a coalition of news organizations, AP included, is pushing back, insisting that open court protects transparency and public trust. They want the right to weigh in before any future closures. Erica Kirk, the widow, is demanding full transparency and wants cameras allowed. And yes, the case has political shockwaves. The president himself weighed in early, saying that authorities had the killer with high degree of certainty and expressing hope for the death penalty. So there you go. There you go. What do you think? So I'm going to talk about this, even though I would normally leave this for a separate thing. But we're going to talk about it now, even though this is not part of our entertainment news segment, because that's not really what we're doing right now. But I want to talk about this because the industries are changing. And what do I mean when I say that? Take a listen to this. Disney's $1 billion AI deal lets you make your own movies using characters from iconic franchises. Yeah, you heard me correctly there. Disney is dropping $1 billion into the deal with OpenAI, giving fans the key to an AI toy box packed with 200 characters from Disney, Marvel, Pixar, and Star Wars. Here's the short version. Disney plus OpenAI, you get to make your own mini-movies. OpenAI video tool Sora. Anyone will be able to type in a prompt instantly to generate short clips, starting animated versions of icons like Mickey, Simba, Ariel, Black Panther, Loki, Darth Vader, Stormtroopers. Basically, the whole castle except the human actors themselves. No real actors' faces or voices are allowed. Only animated masks or creatures. And creatures' characters are on the menu. You can play animated Captain America, not Chris Evans' actual mug. This is the first time a major studio has opened its character vault to AI. Disney is betting big on the generative video in the future, and the early versions arrive in 2026. Disney Plus is getting AI content, too. Subscribers will start curated AI-curated shorts, plus new interactive features powered by ChatGPT across their ecosystem. So that makes it pretty interesting across the board. So as I mentioned this, it's kind of interesting because now you're going to be able to make a version of a short. As I was listening to Bob Iger talk about this yesterday, you're going to be able to make 30 seconds or less. It's not going to be short form movies or anything along those lines. But keep in mind, you're not getting the faces of the real actors. You are only getting the character base, so we'll see how that goes. And the important portion, there are no voices. So no voices will be on those characters. So I guess you'll still have to feed something into a microphone just to be able to get that done. So what do you think? What do you think? It's going to get a little bit interesting as we are going through the process. What do you think? I don't know. So anyways, I had somebody reach out wanting to talk to me a little bit things, and they said, hey, I got a question. What are three items that instantly approve a guy? And I was like, why would you ask me? Have you seen me? I mean, I'm kind of the wrong person to ask. So I had to look it up. Of course, I looked around a little bit, talked to people that I thought had some kind of style. So let's talk about this. Men who focus on three areas, shoes, watches, and grooming, score higher on attraction polls based on what I could find. You don't need 14 accessories. You just need clean shoes, a solid watch, and stop pretending messy hair is a personality. So there you go. found that out for you, because there is no way that I was going to be able to give you that answer. And believe me, I do not qualify in the messy hair department because I have none. So I'm perfectly fine with that. But I figured, hey, because it was asked, I would bring this up. So take a listen to this. We're going to talk and jump around a little bit. Porsche owners all over Russia are waking up to find their six-figure status symbol have turned into a driveway decor. Since late November, hundreds of Porsches from Moscow to Krasnodar have mysteriously refused to start. Dealership giant Rolf says the car vehicle tracking system, the satellite link security setup built into every post-2013 Porsche, somehow lost connection with Porsche's satellite. When that link dies, the engine immobilizer kicks in and the car becomes a very fancy end table. No one knows if the blackout was deliberate sabotage, a glitch, or just the universe trolling rich guys. Porsche hasn't explained anything, and no hacker group is claiming it. Some owners are ripping the VTS out entirely. Others are disconnecting their batteries for 10 hours like they're rebooting a cursed iPad. And now the mystery remains, and Porsches remain parked because they're not going anywhere. So Porsche, engine power, 500 horsepower, satellites, not today. So a lot of stuff. I mean, I don't know. It gets weird. What are you going to do here? Because now you have this high-end car that is sitting in your, let's say, garage, let's say in your driveway, let's say in anything, insert here what you want to put, and da-da, you have a car that does not function. And imagine if you're one of those people that are not very savvy about cars like yours truly here, and all of a sudden you have no idea what to do all together with the stuff. So there you go. So before we get into our main story, take a listen to this. Time Magazine has crowned Architects of AI as part of its Person of the Year, recognizing not a single figure, but the entire force shaping the rise of artificial intelligence. Time says that AI dominated 2025, influencing media, politics, jobs, global competition in practically every corner of modern life. Editor-in-chief Sam Jacobs summed it up as, this was the year AI full power became undeniable, and there's no going back. Time even called AI the most consequential tool in a great power competition since the nuclear weapons. Take a listen.
Drum roll, please. Without further ado, who is it?
Good morning. Well, today we are proud to announce the 99th Person of the Year from Time. And the Person of the Year for 2025, the Architects of AI. Mm. This was the year where we feel like the people who were designing, imagining, and building artificial intelligence stopped debating about how to create this technology and started racing to deploy it. And there are enormous consequences for society.
Okay, so why don't we thank James Cameron starting off? Maybe that's the way we should go. And somebody might sit back for a moment and go, why James Cameron? Because back in 1984, which he probably, the bulk of the movie was probably built before that, he talked about Cyberdyne and Skynet and talking about, you know, the Terminator movies. If you look back then, there was definitely some heavy influence on what AI might look like. And there was this other guy. What was that guy's name? Oh, yeah, Philip K. Dick. He gave you some information as well on how this thing was going to end up. So let's see what ends up happening. Hopefully they were not both 100% spot on, because that could get scary.
Here is the news on the Rosenbauer Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in the UK, I'm John Beaver. Talks aimed at securing peace in Ukraine will be held in Paris on Saturday. Ukrainian officials will be joined by those from the US, UK, France and Germany. It follows talks in Geneva last month and ahead of a possible visit to Berlin by President Trump next week. The US is reportedly pushing for an agreement on the wording of a Ukraine peace accord by Christmas. Ross Cullen reports.
The national security advisers from the five countries will meet here in the French capital to discuss the latest on the peace plan proposed by the United States. This week, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky confirmed that Kiev had sent an updated plan back to the US with some concessions, including an agreement to withdraw from parts of its own territory which it controls, but which Russia says it's determined to take. Ukraine is proposing that a demilitarized free economic zone could be set up in that area in eastern Ukraine if Russia also pulls back from the front line. It comes as the US applies more pressure on Ukraine to sign up to a peace deal to end the war. Russia says it has not changed its aims from the start of what it calls the special military operation, including limits on Ukraine's army, a commitment Kyiv will never join NATO, and recognition of annexed Ukrainian land as Russian territory. Ross Cullen, Paris.
It's feared the number of patients with flu in hospital in England could triple before infections peak. Cases and hospital admissions are continuing to rise sharply. Next week, resident doctors are due to begin their latest five-day strike, but the British Medical Association is polling members to see if they're willing to call it off. Dr. Salwa Malik is clinical lead at two hospitals in southeast England and says managing the situation on the wards is getting worse.
We are starting to see it this week really affect our processes in the emergency department. We have a crisis in our emergency departments nationally with regards to corridor medicine. We've got patients, you know, I've just checked my screen this morning. We've got 27 patients in our corridor, trolley to trolley, touching shoulder to shoulder. There is no infection prevention control measure. You can't do any infection control measure, and therefore the virus can seed and spread, and we're creating more of a problem.
More than 600 artefacts have been stolen from Bristol Museum in southwest England. The incident has made headlines internationally because of what was stolen. Ashitij Nagar explains from New Delhi.
Among the missing pieces are several tied directly to India, including a carved ivory Buddha, jewellery, and a rare waist belt buckle belonging to an East India Company officer. Curators say the stolen objects hold significant historical relevance for India, documenting the country's colonial past and its links with Britain. The entire haul exceeds 600 artefacts, many of them termed irreplaceable. Ashitij Nagar, New Delhi.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, if you are a fan of pizza, pasta, tiramisu, the United Nations cultural organisation UNESCO has some good news for you. Italian cuisine has been awarded special cultural heritage status. It's the first time any national cuisine has been selected for the honour, and it helps Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni because she promised voters she would try and secure UNESCO's recognition as part of her election campaign. That is how important food is to Italians. Aldo Zilli is an Italian-born celebrity chef and restaurateur.
We have been the best for years and years, and we are now finally being recognised that our food is everyday food. In Europe, you know, wherever you go, you have your pizza, you have your pasta, yeah. You have our food. There's loads of different foods that come from different regions of Italy. We've got 20 regions, and every region thinks they got their best olive oil, the best wine, yeah, and the best recipe. So this sort of helps in a way that we are now protecting our heritage, really, of the recipes.
UNESCO described Italian food as a means of connecting with family and the community, whether at home, in schools, or through festivals, ceremonies and social gatherings. Italy's government hopes the decision will boost tourism. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, talks aimed at securing peace in Ukraine will be held in Paris on Saturday. It's feared the number of patients with flu in hospitals in England could triple before infections peak. Cases and hospital admissions are continuing to rise sharply. And more than 600 artefacts have been stolen from Bristol Museum in southwest England. Police have released CCTV images as they hunt for the suspects in what authorities describe as a major cultural theft. That's the latest feature story news. John Beaver reporting.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder's smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
It's a show, and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R. Safety Show.
Shines, remnants of dreams and tangled lines. In every echo, a story unfolds. A tapestry woven reach within to find the spark to conjure life from the deepest dark. The universe hums a cosmic song in this vast symphony. I belong.
Okay, you are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. Song you're taking a listen to, we call it Through the Noise. Yep, that's what's going on. 45 minutes past the top of the hour, by the way. Yep, a lot of stuff going on inside of the multiverse, that is for sure, as we are hanging out here on this lovely Freeform Friday. So yeah, a lot of stuff as we are talking, moving, and grooving. Definitely did not mean to hit that button, but I did. Okay, so yes, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that is about my friends at To Write Love on Our Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and we want you to know that people have been where you are now, and that things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com, and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, a plethora of information, anything related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. I'll tell you, you go to that website, it can change everything for you. Because it's that important of a website with all of the information that is readily available. That's TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. Yep, that's it. That is the golden stuff that we're taking a look at. TWLOHA.com. Gonna tell you, go there, take a look, check it out. Tell me what you think, because I think it can change so much for you, just depending on what you're looking for. That is for sure. So let's get into some other stuff as we are hanging out. How excited are you for the holiday? Some people tend to love this time of the year. Some people not so much. It just kind of depends on, you know, what you're into. If this is something that is importante to you or not. So it is Friday. On Friday, we normally like to talk about what kind of movies are coming out. So let's go ahead and talk a little bit about that real quick, because that's a seriously good thing. The following movies will be out this week. Ella McKay, starring Jamie Lee Curtis, Emma Mackey, Woody Harrelson. Movie synopsis, an idealistic young woman juggles her family and her work life in a comedy about people you love and how to survive with them. It's rated PG-13. Also, Silent Night, Deadly Night, starring Rohan Campbell. A child witnesses his parents' murder by a Santa suit. A man in a Santa suit, better saying. Years later, as an adult, he's donned as Santa's costumes himself and embarks on a violent quest for retribution against those responsible for the traumatic childhood events that hits theaters today. Also, Dusty Bunny, starring Sophia Sloan. Inside of that one, an 8-year-old girl asks her scheming neighbor for help in killing the monster under her bed that she thinks ate her family. Rated R, hits theaters today. Also, Turbulence, starring Kelsey Grammer. A movie is about a married couple that embarks on a hot air balloon adventure, but unforeseen circumstances lead to life-threatening situation that tests their love and resilience as they fight for survival. Rated R, available on video on demand. So I guess that is some things to take a look at as we are going through the process. So what do you think about the whole thing? Seems kind of interesting when it's all said and done. I mean, let's just not lie about it, because it gets pretty interesting when you start taking a look at all of the movies that are available inside of the multiverse. So what are you thinking? Or is this something that you're interested in, or you could give two craps about? I'm just asking, so I don't know. Okay, let's continue talking about some other things that are going on inside of the world. A federal grand jury in Virginia has again
again.
Refused to indict New York Attorney General Letitia James, dealing with another blow to the administration to push to bring criminal charges against one of the president's biggest political foes. This is the second grand jury in a week to reject essentially the same case. The Justice Department moved to bounce the same allegations between multiple grand juries is unusual. Legal experts say it's allowed, but most prosecutors take the hint after one failure, let alone two. A judge might not appreciate the persistence either. James' attorney slammed the repeat rejection as proof as the case is baseless from the start, calling the whole effort a black eye for the Department of Justice. James had previously been indicted in October of bank fraud related charges tied to Virginia mortgage, but that case was tossed by the judge last month. And here's the kicker. The grand jury almost never turned prosecutor down. It only takes 12 jurors to indict, and the bar is much lower than the trial standard. And the fact that two grand juries, nope, tells you that everything you need to know about your weak ass case. I'm just saying, just some stuff to think about. Let's talk about something a little bit more positive. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Matt. Estee Lauder said, "I never dreamt of success. I worked for it." Excellent quote. I love this one. I'd say this is true for most of the successful people you know. Maybe not all of them, but I'd say most successful people have climbed the ladder by working their tails off. They had an idea that nobody else had yet. Then they actually did something with the idea. They worked hard to bring that idea to fruition. One of the saddest things I see all the time is people who have a great idea, but they fear failure, so they never take the right steps to make it happen. Think about how many great ideas end up going to the grave with someone.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Here is the news on the Rosie Lamar Safety Show.
Tension is rising off the coast of Venezuela, where U.S. forces have seized a large oil tanker in a rare, high-stakes move.
President Donald Trump says the seizure is part of a broader campaign to pressure President Nicolas Maduro's government, which faces narco-terrorism charges in the United States. Officials describe the boarding of a commercial ship by U.S. personnel as highly unusual and say the Coast Guard and Navy worked together on the operation. Lawrence Keller reporting.
In Oslo, Venezuelan opposition leader and Nobel Peace Prize winner Maria Corina Machado is stepping into the spotlight after months in hiding and a perilous escape from her country.
Machado says she reached Norway with help from supporters who guided her through multiple checkpoints and out by boat after repeated threats of arrest from authorities in Caracas. She told the BBC she understands the risks of appearing abroad while Venezuela's government labels her a terrorist and vows to imprison her for life. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Pakistan's powerful military courts have sentenced former intelligence chief Faiz Hamid to 14 years in prison. Joseph Eckerson reports.
Hamid previously led the Inter-Services Intelligence Agency during the tenure of former Prime Minister Imran Khan, who is himself now jailed. The BBC reports the conviction comes amid broader military and political turmoil in Pakistan, with few public details released about the specific charges. Analysts note the move underscores deep fractures between top commanders and past civilian allies.
Across the United States, a powerful round of storms is unleashing flooding in the Northwest.
Dramatic water rescues in the West as flood emergencies force communities to prepare for evacuations and rising rivers. In the Midwest and beyond, an Arctic-fueled snowstorm is blamed for hazardous roads and a deadly accident at a major airport. Forecasters warn that the mix of rain, snow, and strong winds will keep travel conditions difficult into the end of the week. Kyle Norris reporting.
At a busy California airport, pilots sounded the alarm after a car sped down a taxiway, racing past passenger jets preparing for departure.
Video shows the vehicle driving
arriving alongside aircraft as air traffic controllers urgently warned flight crews about the unexpected intruder. Officials say the incident triggered an immediate security response on the ground, though early reports did not indicate any injuries or collisions. Aviation authorities are reviewing how the car accessed the restricted area. Kevin Sanders reporting.
In Washington, congressional Democrats say a new review shows about $2 billion in Pentagon funding has been shifted to border and immigration operations.
Lawmakers allege some military training exercises were canceled or scaled back because personnel and resources were pulled to support enforcement along the border. They argue the diversions raise questions about oversight and transparency and are pressing for more detailed accounting from defense officials. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
I remember when we recorded that a long time ago, safety in a way never heard of before. We did not realize how many people were going to rip us off. Also did not realize at the time that nobody was crazy enough to try to do this, but I guess we're here now as we are talking. Anyways, let's start talking right away about some things that happened back on this date, back in 1997. Red Sox signed Pedro Martinez to a record six-year, $69 million contract. Think about that. That happened back on this date, back in 1997. Also on this date, let's take a look at 1991. Richard Gere marries supermodel Cindy Crawford. Doesn't sound like a bad day when it's all said and done. Anyways, let's talk about some things that happened back on... we talked about that. Let's talk about some celebrity birthdays. Dionne Warwick turns 85. Dwayne Chase turns 75. Kathy Rigby turned 73. Sheila E. turned 68. And Bayam Malik turned 50 today, just in case you did not know. Also, there you go. By the way, if you're not familiar with her, she's best known for her roles in the film Beaches and her television show Blossom. And The Big Bang Theory, she pursued a PhD in neuroscience from UCLA and returned to acting, coincidentally landing the role of neuroscientist in The Big Bang Theory. So there you go. She also hosts Jeopardy from time to time, just in case you forgot that. Okay, if you need some stuff that you need to know, let's talk about that stuff. Here you go. The 126th Army-Navy game is tomorrow at 3 p.m. on CBS. This year's game is being played at the MT Stadium in Baltimore, and they have been 125 games played, with Navy winning 63 of those games and Army winning 55. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $70 million. Tomorrow, Powerball jackpot will be $1 billion. Also, the NFL's last night, the Falcons beat the Buccaneers 29-28. Also, cold weather fueled the recent shift in polar vortex and is helping drive demand for natural gas. The price is recently soaring to the highest levels in 3 years. The U.S. Energy Information Administration, the EIA, recently updated the winter outlook, forecasting an average natural gas price of $4.30 per million British thermal units. This season is almost 40 cents higher than its initial outlook released back in November. So there you go. Anyways, if you are a pro wrestling fan, this is a big weekend for you. Tomorrow is Saturday night's main event with the retirement of John Cena. Yeah, the You Can't See Me Man. That's taking place tomorrow. Sure, it's going to be an emotional day after 23 years of John Cena being a professional wrestler. Oh, don't worry, because it sounds like he's not going away. He will be an ambassador for the WWE. He has signed a 5-year commitment with that. So there you go. Congratulations on your retirement, John. You've been definitely a real-life superhero. At least that's the way that it comes across on the screen. So there you go. Anyways, if you need some words of wisdom for the day, small acts when multiplied by millions can change the world. And if you need some advice for today, 4 words to get free alcohol at a party: I've never been drunk. So there you go. Anyways, that ends our show at the top of the hour. I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm for the next couple hours of show. If you want to come and hang out with me, you're more than welcome on doing so. If not, you can stay here with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. So there you go. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.
Every heartbeat, a thread of time, bound together in rhythm and rhyme, as the dawn breaks.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion, available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found. You've seen the loop. You've felt the shift. The script doesn't fit anymore, and neither do you. Safety transmission. The collapse of the construct is the third and final signal in the trilogy from Jay Allen, PhD. And this time, it's not about waking up. It's about what you do once you're awake. The system didn't break. It just stopped pretending to hold you. And now it's blinking, rebranding presence, packaging resistance, and calling it progress. This book isn't a guide. It's a transmission. It doesn't teach the system how to evolve. It shows you how to stop performing for it. You'll see what happens when awareness becomes responsibility, when audits don't listen, and when leadership becomes a loop. But if you've made it this far, you're not here to be managed. You're here to carry signal. Safety transmission, the collapse of the construct. Now available in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by Jay Allen, PhD. Because if it couldn't hold your signal, it was never real to begin with.